market with them. They come, or they went out for naflu l'shuka. They went out to the marketplace. As if to say, like they're stealing it from Abu Umnin, and they're going to sell it to make money with it. And took by the marketplace, they met Abu Umnin. As Abu Umnin met these two people selling his flax at the marketplace.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
So Amalei, so Abu Umnin said to them, and the Amalei, so two Tamilichom said to Abu Umnin, L'shaim Umar, can you tell us how much this is worth? We want to know how much money we should sell it for. Tell us how much it's worth. Hechi Shavi, is Amalei, so Abu Umnin said back to them, Hochi Bochi, exactly $55 it's worth. Exactly. Amalei, so they said back to Abu Umnin, V'dilma Shavitvei, maybe it's worth $60. Amalei, Abu Umnin answered back, no. I paid $55 for it. For this beautiful flag, this beautiful pillow, I paid $55. So, Omrulay, so the Tutam Nechom said to Abu Umnin now, Didachnin, Yishnah, it belongs to you. Vishaklinu Minachem, I'm stealing it from you. So, Omrulay, so know what Abu Umnin said? But Matunim Minach, that's what they said. So now, Omrulay, so after this, they, told Abu Umnin what's going on here. Like they said, Yishno, it's yours, and we took it from you. Now, Omrulay, but Matuna Minoch, please tell us, for my Chashtatinun, when you heard or saw that we took away your beautiful pillow, and we're here by the marketplace, and we're asking you how much money it's worth, what were you Chashit us? What did you think we're really doing? Omrulay, so Abu Umnin answered back and said, I thought like this, that Pidyon Shavuya Nikloy Lahul Rabbonin. You Rabbonin have to go have money in order to save somebody that's captured by the Goyim. You want to have ransom money. You want to capture somebody that's captured by the Goyim. That's called Pidyon Shvuyim. You want to have ransom money. And the Yechsiful Amemeli, and you're very embarrassed to ask me to tell me you need such money. So that's why you're taking my beautiful flax to sell it, to use the money for Pidyon Shvuyim. That's what Abu Umnin, the doctor, thought. Is Omrulay. So the Tamlichom said back to Abu Umnin, Hashta, now that we see Yitaka Tzadik, Yitaka trustworthy, Nashkalin Omar, you should go take it. Is Omalahu, Mehu Shosa, Asachtinu Midat Toilet Zdaka. So Abu Umnin says, nothing doing, I'm not taking it back anymore. As soon as I saw you taking the pillow away from my house, or I saw you in the marketplace with my pillow, right away, like I thought that you need the money for Pidyon Shvuyim, so I was like miyayish, I was mafkin my pillow with stalker, that the money now should go with stalker. So that was the meister, and he didn't want to take the money back. He said, the money ready, I was mafkin with stalker, go give the money for stalker. That was the meister with Abu Umnin, how much tzaddik he was, how much everything was done, the kav schus, for these schusim, of course, broken, and the siftah rikiyah came down every day to give him shalom aleichem. That was the meister with Abu Umnin. The Gemara says, even Abaya couldn't have done these things. So Meila Abaye didn't feel so bad anymore. How come Abu Umnin got the Shalom Aleichem in Hashemayim and he didn't get it? Like he saw, he was talking to a big tzaddik. But now we have the Kochol Shadayti the Rava. But now Rava found out what was going on. Rava found out that he only gets Shalom Aleichem once a year in Erev Yom Kippur. And Abaye got it every Shabbos. So he felt bad now, Mishum Dabaye. Like how about Rava felt bad? How come Abaye is getting Shalom Aleichem from a Sifta Rikiya once a week and I get it once a year? In Zomula, they told him back from the Sifta Rikiya, Mistayach, don't feel so bad, it's enough to call Maginis Akula Karcha. You should know, because of you, Rava, your whole city is living. There is, you're a big tzaddik also, and you're being Megan, you're protecting the whole city. Rabbi Bruka Chuzoyi Havishchicha Bishuka Develifta. And this tzaddik, Rabbi Bruka Chuzoi, used to be in this marketplace the Beiloft. Havishchicha Eliyahu Gabei. Eliyahu Hanavi was there in this marketplace also. The Rabbi says, Rabbi Bruka was a big tzaddik, he knew Eliyahu Hanavi. Is Omalei, so Rabbi Bruka asked Eliyahu Hanavi, Ika by Shuka by Almadiyosi. Is there anybody in this marketplace now that's a big tzaddik that can get Elam Abu? Omalei, so Eliyahu Hanavi said, lo, I don't see one person here in this marketplace that's going to be Zaycha to get Elam Abu. While they were talking and waiting there, Chazil Hu Gavram, finally, Yohan Novi saw a person and said, he was wearing black shoes. He wasn't wearing tchelis in his clothing. No, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. He didn't have the strings. He didn't have tchelis on his clothing. Omalei, Yohan Novi said about that person, Hi, Bar Alma Diyosihu. that person is a big tzaddik, he's going to be zeichah to go to Elam Abo. So when Rav Ruka heard that, Royet Basra, Rav Ruka Chuzoi ran after the person. Omalei, and he asked the person, Ma yuvdecha, what's your business, what do you do? Omalei, the person answered back and said, Zil Hidna, go away now. Vesulamach, come back tomorrow. I got too busy now, I don't have time for you now. I'll tell you tomorrow. Lamacha, so good, Rav Ruka waited, tomorrow, Omalei, he said again, Ma yuvdecha, what's your business? Omalei, Zandukna ano. I'm a jailer, I take care of the jail. I'm the head of the jail, I'm a jailer. So Rashi say, Shoyim Beis Asurim. I'm the charge of the prison. The Asana Gavroy Luchud and Osh Luchud, and I lock up the men separately and the ladies separately. Or Reminu Purai, and I put my bed Ben Hani Lahani, in between the men and the women, that's where I put my bed. Today that the people in jail shouldn't do Averis, the men shouldn't go with the men and ladies, and the men shouldn't come together. Ki chazinu bas Yisrael, when I see a Jewish lady, the yoivin ochrim olo einayu, that the goyim put their eyes on her and want to live with her, masana na shoyim atzilna, I moist the nefesh to save the lady. Yoim echad, it once happened one day, having nara marosa, had a girl put into jail that was engaged already, she was married already, she was a marosa, she had kedushin already. Nara marosa in Gabon, the yoivin bein ochrim einayu, that the goyim wanted to live with her. Shakli duraya dechamra, I took leaves of wine. The shad yolo b'shiful, I put it by the bottom of her clothing. The yarmen, I told the goyim, distanohi, she's a needy right now, like she's seeing blood right now. Leave her alone. Don't go near her. So b'kitzi was the tzaddik saving the ladies from the goyim. The schuzel Yoan Novi said he's zoicha to get her on abo. See, if so, amalei. So Reb Bruka asked him, my time molest l'chachuti. How come you're not wearing tzitzis? V'romis misan yuchm, how come you're wearing black shoes? Mashma, black shoes wasn't the minig of the Jews then. It was the goyish minig to wear black shoes at that time. So he asked them, how come you're wearing black shoes? Like, why don't you wear like the Jews? Omalei answered like this, Ailino v'nafkino b'ne gut nochrim. I work a lot between the goyim. Ki echad l'ledoy v'yudoya, no, I don't want them to know that I'm a Jew. Why? That's why I don't dress like the Jews. Ki have a gozri gezirta, because when the goyim make a bad degree against the goyim, against the Jews, I know about it, because they think I'm a goy. And I right away go and tell the Talmid Chachamim. Moidon elul rabbon, I right away tell the Talmid Chachamim, Uboi Rachman, they daven to Hashem, Umevatel gezerasayu. And their tefillah is mevatel gezera. So that's my business. My business is protecting the Jews. That's why I want to look still like a goy. So then, good. So Rabbi Brook had one more kasha though. Avizoi, my time of Kiyamin Lecha Ano. My uvdecha, how come the first day I met you, I asked you, what's your occupation? For your matl, you told me, you pushed me off when you said, Zilidna, go away today, Vesulamach. Like, how come you pushed me off? Is that nice of you, a Jew, a chosh of a Jew? How come you pushed me off? Omalais, he said like this to him. This person said back to Reb Ruka Chuzoi, that the Hishos at that time, Gozre Gezirta, the Goyim just made a bad decree against the Jews. The Yamin, and I thought to myself, Bereisha Ezel V'Yeshmul Rabbonin. First, let me first go tell the Talmid Chacham what's going on here. The Liboy Rachmi Alai, that they should daven to Hashem to stop the Gzeira, the Milsa. And Adahok of Yossi, that's why I pushed you off. I think it's more important I go tell the Talmid Chachamim they should daven right now. And I told you, come back tomorrow I'll tell you. So the kids say, you understood why this person is a Ben Olam Habo. It's a big tzaddik. Vaita, the Gemara says, Adahoch of Yochi, still while Rabbi Bruka Chuzoi was in the Shuk with Eliyahu Hanavi, also Hanach Trey Osi, another two people passed by. Omalais Eliyahu Hanavi told him, Hanach Nami Bnei Amud Yosninu. These two people are also tzaddikim that will be zeichut Elam Abo. Is Ozel Gabayel, so Rabbi Bruka ran after them. Omalu, he said to them, Maya Avdachayu, Uvdachayu, what's your business? What's your occupation? Ormula, they said back to him, Inchi beduchi anan. We're like jokers. We make jokes. Mebadchina natsidu. We go make jokes to the people that are sad. That are sad now. Otsid means what? Depressed. They are depressed. Inami or else, ki chazina betray. If I see two people, the Islu Tigra Badayo, they have fights. Two people are fighting together. Tarchina v'yavdina lushalma. We go and try and break up the fight and make peace between the two of them. So since they were oisig and making sholem between two chaverim, for that they were zecher also to be a den olam habo.
fact, then the Mishnah says, Aleilu Masrim Mechomokim. If these bad things happen, we have to fast or right away. And you blow the shofar right away. Turn around, Bonin. Aleilu Masrim Mechomokim. These things you have to fast any place. Aleshidofen, that's a draught comes. The Aleirokin, the Tfuah changes colors. The Alarba, the locust comes. The Chazil, crickets come. The Alchayiro, bad animal comes. You have to keep Aleshidofen, if the Tfuah starts to dry up. But like you're rocking, it changes green. Becholshu, no matter how little it happens, you have to fast right away. Arba v'chasil, locust that comes, afilu l'nira beretz Yisrael. Ela kinaf echod masrin alein. Even if you only see like one little corner of them, a little bit, you have to start fasting right away. Because locusts come from a little, a lot, you have to fast right away. The alchay, if wild animals come, it's a makkah, you have to start fasting. Turn around, Bonin. Chayir rosh shom, that's what we say if a wild animal comes, v'zman shim u'shalechis. When it's sent going out, then masrin aleil. You have to fast right away and blow the shofar. Ein mushalachas is not sent out, it's not running around. Ein masrin aleil. Then you don't have to blow the shofar. Now, eizu hui mushalachas. The eizu shein mushalachas. What's called wild animals that's running around, and what's called they're not running around? Nearest the ear, if the wild animals are seen in the city, mushalachas. That's called they're being sent around, and you have to start fasting right away. Basod, if you only see the wild animals out in the fields, ein mushalachas. That's not called sent around, you don't have to fast. B'yoin, if you see the wild animals by daytime, mishalachas, you have to start fasting. That's called a sent around. B'alayla, if you only see the wild animals at nighttime, ain't a mishalachas, it is not called a sent around, you don't have to fast. Chatimara astira. I invite you to know. Rosa shnei b'nei yodim, if the wild animals see two people, for rosa sachreim, and it runs after the two people, nor is it not afraid of the two people, mishalachas. That's called the bare degree of wild animals, you have to fast. Nechboyis mipnayim. Let's say when the wild animal sees two men, the animal hides. Ain't a mishalachas. That's not called the mishalachas. You don't have to start fasting. Torah for shnei ben yodim. Let's say the animal ripped up, tore up two people. V'yoch lechem men. Only ate one of them. Mishalachas. That's called the wild animal that you have to start fasting. Och l'shnei v'fei both of them. Ain't a mishalachas. That's not called the mishalachas. If it eats up both of them. Rashi says from Mivnei Haroah v'chlosam. Not the pshat stam he's mean then. The pshat is he's very hungry. That's why he ate up both of them. So stam he happened to be hungry, he ate them both up. But it could be it's not called the plague of wild animals coming. But if he only eats one and leaves over the other one, it's right he's not so hungry. And still he went to kill both of them. That shows it's a bad magef of wild animals.
Yeah.
Also the gag of the animal went up to the roof. Venotla tinik mirisa took a baby away from its cradle, that's mushlachasu. If it goes to kill babies, that's called the wild animal, that's a magef, you have to fast right away. So for the Gemara, gufakash, I have this theory here. Or Marta, first you tell me, nearest beer, mushlachas, if it's seen in the city, it's called the bed magef, you have to fast right away. Loi mashma, loishna beer, loishna balayla, don't make a difference by day or by night. If you see the wild animals in the city, you have to start fasting. Vodarma, then you tell me no. The yom only at the daytime if you see the animals mishalachas, it's a wild, it's sending force. You have to start fasting. But balayla and the mishalachas, if you only see the wild animals at night, even in the city, mashmi, you don't have to fast. So Mar said, lakash, that's not a stira. Hochikom, this is what it means to say. Nira sabir, if you see it in the city, the yom by daytime mishalachas. Bir balayla and the mishalachas, it's not tamadin in the city. It has to be two things. You see the wild animals in the city and by daytime. You see it by nighttime in the city, it's not so bad. Inam Yerel Spesod, if you see the wild animals only in the field, Afilu Bayayim, even if you see the daytime, Ein Mishalachas, that's not called a Mishalachas. Now, Vayter, Roh Soshnei Ben Yodim, Roh Tzorach Reyin, Mishalachas. Ho Imedis, Mashma, if it sees two people and just stands still, doesn't run after them, Mashma Ein Mishalachas. It's only a bad Magefa, it's a big plague if it runs after the two men. But if it doesn't run after, just stay still, it's not. Vod Armor, then you tell me, Nechbes Tifneim, when is it not called a bad plague if the animals hide from the two people? Ein mishalachas. Hoi medis mishalachas. Mashmi, if just the two animals stand still, they don't run after, but they don't hide, it's also called the bad plague. So it's a stereo. Masa lakasha. Kan besoda smuchel yagim. When it's near the worms, then... Masha says, besoda smuchel yagim, omdo, ein mishalachas. There, if it stays still, it's not called the mishalachas. Yechiva the smuchel yagim, hainu revisa, that's where it's grown up. For like borcha, doesn't run away, svara. If you run after it, they'll run into the yagam. So that's why it doesn't hide. So the kids, if it's in a soda that's near the Nagam, then we say it's only a plague if it runs after the people. If it just stays still, that's the same thing as it could hide because it's near its hiding place. So then it's not called a Nagaifa. Can't be soda shenis mukhli Yagam. If it's not near the Yagam, then we say it's only not called the plague if it runs to hide. But if it stays still, then it's called the plague. Now it's only not called the plague when he's like hiding. If he's near the Yagam, near the swamps, since he could run to hide right away, so just standing still is also considered as if he's hiding. Then in a place open field, if he doesn't mamish run away to hide, he just stays still, that's also called the mashlachas and agefa, that you have to start fasting. Then it says, Torf was shnei b'nei yodim, if it ripped up, if the animal ate up two people, ki echad, v'ochel echad, it killed two, and it only ate at one of them, mashlachas, that's called the magefa, a plague you have to fast. Shneim, if it eats up both of them, ain't a mashlachas. I've armored, you just said before, afilu rotisor. If it just runs after them, it's called a magefa. So for sure, if it killed both of them, here again, we're talking about biagma near its the swamps. Trashi di ochlo, ein rotisor loy biagma, the chiva nine duchte, some chadite vrota basrayim. That's again, by its own plague, where its own, by its place, agam. Where it's that hometown there it's not a plague. If it eats up both of them, there it's not a plague. There we say it's only because it's hungry. It's only not where it's swamps, where it's grown up, there we say it's a magefa. But where it's own swamps, since it has a place to hide, then we say if it ate up two people, it's not called a magefa.
So in other words, it's like this. Where it's not near a swamp, so then we say if the animal just runs after the two people, that's called a magefa, even if it doesn't eat them up. The fact he runs after them, he's not afraid of them, he doesn't hide from them, he runs after them, that's called the magefa plague, you have to start fasting. Mashenka, if the animals are near the swamps, so the fact that just running after the two people doesn't mean anything. Because we say they're always a saimech, they're relying on the fact that they're near home territory, they're near the swamps, and they'll just run away into the swamps. So then we only say it's called the magefa if we see they eat you up, and not a T2, because if you eat up two people, we say it's because they're hungry. If they only eat up one and the other one they just killed, that shows they're out to kill people. That's called a magefa, but you have to start fasting right away. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. All right, we'll stop here.
The bottom of the Gemara. Yeah, let's gufa. Four lines from the bottom. Gufa. Also lagag. If the wild animal went up to the roof, the nosla tinik meris, and it took out a baby from its cradle, mishalachas. That's called wild animals are coming, and that's an inyan to make a tainus. That's called wild a dever of wild animals. For the more pshit, like of course, if a wild animal does such a thing like that, he's after to kill people. Amirapapa, the chiddush is kekuchei tzaidi. We're talking about the baby wasn't on a high roof. It was in a very low roof. That it wasn't hard at all for the animal to do it. So maybe I would think it's not called the animal is going wild now to kill people. Kamashmon, yes, it's called he's going to kill people. The Rashi says, Kekucha de tzaydi. Kuch cotton, it was a small hole. Shel tzayodin, where hunters, ke shiachbru lamarov, that the hunters would hide there. V'oifes, v'yafa gav. The lav binyan kavu, it's not a real big binyan. It's not called that the animals are coming into the city to kill the people, but still, if the animal goes on top of even a small roof to kill a baby, that's called the wild animals are coming, and we have to have a tiny as a fast right away to stop it. Alacherim, then the Mishnah says if an army that has swords come through the city, also we have to start fasting. Turn around, Bonin. Cherev, that swords come through Shomru, ain't tzarach loyme cherev shena shosholim. It doesn't mean when the enemies come, not peacefully, but to fight us, like that's for sure we have to fast. Ela filu cherev shosholim. Even if the enemies are coming with swords, but they're coming for peace. They're not coming to fight. The army just want to walk through the city, still we have to fast right away. The Rashi says, why? Because, I mean, they're not fighting you, but they're going to fight someplace else. So it's still a dangerous thing, and you have to have a tainus right away. Why? Shein lecho cherev shel sholem. There was no like an army going through, a peaceful army. Yoseh mi paronaka, not worse than paronaka. V'yafapakein, even so, nichshu bo amelech Yishayo. Yashiyo made a mistake by this army going through a city. Shenamun apostle says like.